This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris and Amy show on KMOX, 9 to noon every day. That is 104.1 FM KMOX. And we go to the guest line this morning. St. Louis Blues president and CEO Chris Zimmerman is on the line with us today after the Blues are on a 7-game win streak as of right now. They've been playing some great hockey, and Chris Zimmerman joins the show. How's it going this morning? Must be pretty good after all of the way they have been playing over the last couple of weeks, Chris.
It's been great. Always say winning is definitely the better alternative, and the team is on a great run, and a lot of excitement around the city and region.
Yeah, I know, not sure what to expect going into the season for a lot of fans, and obviously the Blues struggled at first. And I don't want to say nobody saw this coming. However, I you want to hope for the best, but it feels like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this team could play like this, and they're playing like this at just the right time. So it's a lot of fun and maybe a really, really fun surprise for some fans who were feeling a little bit down halfway through the season.
Yeah, I think it's more than fair to say we didn't see this coming, particularly as we broke for the Four Nations Cup in mid-February. Mm-hmm. So, the way the team has come out of that break, not a break for Jordan Binnington or Colton Parayko, but 13-2-2, 8 points back to where we sit today in the second wild card spot. It's an exceptional turnaround. It has been great fun, and I think one of the really special things about what's happening is it's happening because, as a little bit of a cliche, everybody's contributing.
That was the question I was going to ask you, is why specifically do you believe it's happening? How much of it is the, I don't want to call him a new head coach, but for this season he is, coming in the middle of the year?
Well, listen, Jim Montgomery coming back, him actually being available to come back early into the season when he was let go by the Bruins, that was a major opportunity that Doug Armstrong and stepped forward and said this is the right person to be leading this organization through this next stage. Everyone knows that we've got a lot of young talent coming, and I think we have the best pipeline that the St. Louis Blues have had in years. And yet, we got guys that want to play and win games now, and Monty and the rest of our coaching staff has done a brilliant job in bringing these guys together.
Chris, I know we can't get ahead of ourselves, but maybe just a little bit, fans can get excited and think about opportunities to buy playoff tickets, because obviously that's such a hot ticket, hard to get. Fans want to be on top of it. What do Blues fans need to know about potential playoff tickets?
Well, tickets, I love when I never come to this. These are the questions I never come prepared for. Tickets are, I'm looking at our site. Tickets are on sale right now.
Nice.
So,
well,
so
surprise.
And here it is right in front of me. St. Louis Blues. I mean, actually, we always, obviously, the first tickets go out to our season ticket holders before we put the single game tickets on sale or the strips. And so they are available now. We've got, the great thing is that, you know, we've also working on renewals. Our fan base has been exceptionally loyal to us after an amazing run. The last couple of years have been tough. People, certainly February when we're going out for renewals and then also starting to sell Stanley Cup playoff tickets a few weeks ago, we're asking them to take a little bit of a leap and, you know, again, I think the commitment and support of the Blues fan base has been exceptional. And, of course, winning creates additional energy, and everybody's felt that in the building, certainly over the last week or two. And the players and the coaching staff can feel it as well. And it's made a big difference. And, I mean, who saw a 6-1 victory last night over a team that's in the exact same place as us, the last wild card spot, and has been also one of the stronger teams in the league the last month?
Well, Chris, moving to the PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League, Ottawa versus Boston, the PWHL takeover tour is here, starting tomorrow, going through the weekend. And it's really exciting because St. Louis's own Jincy Dunn will be playing for Ottawa against Boston. And man, the growth of women's hockey in our region has just absolutely exploded. Now, for me, this was 26 years ago, Chris, when I played hockey. I was on Channel 5, KSDK, solely because I was a girl playing hockey, and it was just unusual at that time. Now we've got the Junior Blues, the Lady Junior Blues. You've got Olympians from the St. Louis area. You've got, as I mentioned, the Dunn sisters and Jincy Dunn playing for Ottawa. Incredible the growth of the sport for women's hockey here in our city.
Yeah, Amy, I love your story. That's the first time I've heard about your hockey career, so that's really cool. The growth of girls and women's hockey has been really exciting for us. We've got in our Little Blues program, we each year, you know, we've got now have a separate path for young girls to start the game. I believe we're up over 400, young girls, probably mostly 6 to 8 years old, starting the game in our Little Blues program each year. When we hosted the 2020 All-Star Game, along with the NHL, we made a commitment to continue to invest in girls hockey and really wanting to make, much like we want to make St. Louis in general, you know, the top and certainly at least one of the top girls and women's hockey markets in the country. And so, the professional league coming in, it's the last neutral site game. We've got open practices on Thursday and Friday. There's a girls' leadership conference one day. We've got clinics going on. So it's really starting Thursday, there's events each day and opportunities where we're going to continue to expose girls that are already in the game as well as new girls to the best women's players in the world. And that's, it's another step in continuing to grow women's hockey here.
Blues president and CEO Chris Zimmerman is with us. In 2 weeks from today, the Frozen Four festivities, the NCAA men's hockey regional start soon. That's actually tomorrow. But then the Frozen Four is in St. Louis on April 9th, and it goes for 3 days. That's a pretty big deal coming to Enterprise Center.
Well, it's a huge deal. It will be the third time that we've hosted. I actually have a friend of mine gave me a sticker, like a bumper sticker, NCAA Action Ice Hockey Championship. This was at the arena, March 13th and 15th, 1975. So, and then we hosted in, I always forget whether it was 06 or 07, but we're excited because, you know, obviously the best college hockey. Many of us are rooting for Minnesota to make it to the Frozen Four, and Jimmy Snuggerud, who's a nominee for the Hobey Baker Award, which is the top college player and a Blues draftee, who we eagerly await to join after he finishes his college career. So we're hoping that he'll be here. No matter what, it's going to be a great weekend of hockey. And it's just, you know, for us here, our building, the Sports Commission, it's another chance for us to show the NCAA and other governing bodies that St. Louis is a big sports event town, that we can host, we can create a exceptional experience, in this case for the student-athletes, and for the fans that come into town. And so we've had a great local organizing committee working on the event. I think it's going to be a great few days, both for hockey and just for sports in St. Louis.
Well, Chris, I also don't want to fail to mention the Puck Cancer Second Shift on April 4th at Centene Community Ice Center, where there will be Blues alumni taking on Chicago Blackhawks alumni to raise funds in honor of Kelly Chase, who is courageously battling cancer for the second time in 2 years. And those tickets are on sale now. What can fans expect from the Puck Cancer Night?
Well, first of all, I think in general, the work that the alumni and specifically Kelly, because he, as he goes through his battle with cancer last year, it was an exceptional event. Players, great alumni, Blackhawk alumni, as well as entertainers, are going to be there. It's an outstanding event that last year raised a lot of money, and Kelly's personal leadership, and maybe more than his leadership, I think his heart, was really felt throughout the alumni organization, but not just here, actually throughout the NHL. And last year Garth Brooks was behind the bench, Dirk Bentley was skating. So I don't know who all the guest appearances will be, but it's a great event, and clearly for a really good cause. So I would recommend people look for those tickets. That's Friday night, April 4th, out at Centene Community Ice Center.
Well, a lot of great things happening with the Blues, with the Blues organization, at Enterprise Center, at Centene Ice Center, and we really do appreciate your time today. Chris Zimmerman, President and CEO of the St. Louis Blues, thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, and enjoy all the great hockey that we've got going on here.
We are definitely doing that right now. Thank you, Chris.